When a college or university thrives, it can be the lifeblood of its surrounding community, bringing resources, attention, and economic gain. But these institutions can also spur changes that displace or marginalize their immediate neighbors, especially low-income residents. As part of a Keystone Crossroads occasional series on the impact of universities on neighborhoods, Annette John Hall reports on a low-income housing project in Philadelphia, where leaders believe they are bridging that divide.
North Philadelphia's Donna Richardson has lived in the Norris Housing Project for 28 years. The community sits in the shadow of Temple University. There, development has boomed in the past two decades, with student enrollment nearly doubling.
A lot of times the kids, you hear their conversations like they're looking at us like we poor people or we nobody.
North Philly has long struggled as one of the poorest, most distressed sections of the city. And as Temple has expanded, this has often sparked tension. Student commuters walk through the Norris homes from the train, take up parking spots, litter, all leaving neighbors feeling dismissed as a community.
College students is a mess. They have no respect. They trampede over you.
At Norris, which is owned by the Philadelphia Housing Authority, Temple has always been the elephant in the room. PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah said he had to stop rumors that the housing project would be sold to the university.
We went to Temple and we said to Temple, first off, our residents are not going to go anywhere. We are not selling Norris. We will develop it. And we went to Temple and said, we want you to be a part of this.
This eventually led to a major collaboration that some say is going far to patch up relations between residents and the university. PHA, along with the city and Temple, successfully pitched for a $30 million federal grant to give Norris a badly needed overhaul. The new Norris will feature commercial space, as well as 300 residential units rented at both market and subsidized rates.
The fact that we are doing this without diminishing affordability in the area, the fact that we're doing it by maintaining and, in fact, increasing the number of affordable rental units there is incredible.
Jeremiah sees the plan as a harmonious blend, incorporating low-income families into the social blueprint of the city while further beautifying the vibrant educational hub that is Temple.
We don't want a kind of super block, isolated, poverty-concentrated development anymore. It doesn't work.
But even this seemingly positive change has been tough on some long-term residents. They're guaranteed a spot in the new development, but have needed to relocate temporarily until the rehab completes. And even though PHA is paying for moving expenses, it's a hassle, especially for seniors.
All my kids raised up in here, my grandkids, great-grands.
87-year-old Albert Hill has lived in Norris Homes for 57 years. He says he wants to come back.
Well, I'm just used to this place.
In his townhouse, signs that a move is imminent are all around. Boxes full of papers clutter his living room. He's worried about how he's going to get to his doctor's office while he's in his temporary space.
What is that, 33 comes down City Avenue? I'm not sure.
The moving process was too much for Joanne Simmons.
You keep going back and forth. You don't know what's going on when they come back.
Simmons lived in Norris 30 years, raised her two daughters there. She was relocated to a high-rise for seniors, which she says is more peaceful. There, she doesn't have to worry about things like neighborhood teens lingering in front of her house at night.
And ain't nothing I have to do no more than sit around there and keep cutting my light on and off when they up there on my step. Get off my step. You can't go and open that door and tell them because, honey, you don't know what they're going to pull out their pocket.
Even if inconvenient, all the residents I spoke with are happy that change is happening. Again, Donna Richardson, who's president of the Norris Community Resident Council.
I think it was a godsend.
She says the new development will bring a level of dignity back to the community that the worn-down older units couldn't convey. She's especially happy that the university has agreed to step up its community outreach efforts.
The residents here have gained so much. They have opened up trainings that was free. which not just training where you get a certificate hanging on your wall, but leads to employment.
Those programs were begun under the leadership of Temple Urban Education Professor James Earl Davis.
I think as a university, we have to continue to learn how to be good neighbors and engage our neighbors in a respectful kind of way, in a listening kind of way. I mean, I think that's been hard and difficult kind of historically for the institution, and we can do better, and I think we are.
The first of the new Norris homes will be ready by April of 2018. Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.